From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Cassidy Arena. Workforce development has been one of Governor Mike Parson's biggest priorities this legislative session. Betsy Smith has more.
A House committee heard a bill Monday for the Missouri One Start program, which modifies the current Missouri Works training program for businesses across the state. Senator Wayne Wallingford is the bill's sponsor. He says this bill would enhance economic development and add more flexibility to the current Missouri Works training program.
We have a widening skill gap, and we need to train and retain for jobs of today for that skill shortage.
This bill has already passed through the Senate, and a similar bill has passed through the House. From Jefferson City, I'm Betsy Smith.
A Senate committee is considering a bill that would restrict inspection rights of dog breeders and other animal owners to state agencies like the Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Agriculture, and county sheriffs. Currently, local authorities inspect facilities that produce and raise dogs, as well as agricultural facilities that raise livestock or produce eggs and dairy. Bob Baker is the executive director of the Missouri Alliance for Animal Legislation. He says this bill raises concerns about animal cruelty enforcement.
So this means any animal that law enforcement could not enforce the cruelty statutes on those individuals. It would have to go to the Missouri Department of Agriculture, which obviously doesn't have the personnel.
Representative Kent Hayden sponsored the bill. He says it would leave inspections to state experts who would not contaminate the facilities. Missouri Democrat Daron McGee resigned last night following a sexual harassment investigation. Samuel King reports that House Speaker Elijah Haar calls McGee's actions inexcusable, as do other lawmakers.
McGee allegedly made advances to an employee he supervised. That staffer was later terminated. The House Ethics Committee investigated the case for months, recommending last week that McGee be censured and stripped of committee assignments and his leadership post. The committee's report also says McGee repeatedly delayed and obstructed the proceedings. McGee resigned, citing a new full-time job in Kansas City. He has not returned KCUR's calls for comment and referred the Associated Press to an attorney. The Missouri House implemented new policies after several lawmakers were accused of sexual harassment in previous years. Top Democrats, including party chair Gene Peters Baker, say they hope the case leads to more change in Jefferson City. I'm Samuel King.
Officials for the manufacturing plant Watlow announced yesterday that some production will move from the Columbia facility to a Watlow plant in Querétaro, Mexico. 41 employees will be laid off this week, and another round of layoffs will come in July. Watlow spokesperson Bob Moore says the change allows for newer products.
We're transitioning those products to our Mexico facility, again, to make room for newer high-tech products that we will continue to build for the semiconductor industry.
I'm Cassidy Arena, KBIA News, Columbia.